Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready to dive into something really fascinating with me today?
Absolutely, let's do it.
Okay, so we're cracking open A Father's Love. This collection of reflections follows someone named Emma through different stages of her life. Yeah,
Interesting.
and get this, each stage is paired with a verse from the Bible.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So we're talking about those personal stories interwoven with like spiritual insights, right?
Exactly. It's like this really cool blend of the personal and the, well, kind of the universal. And I'm so curious to see what we discover as we, unpack all of this.
Yeah, for sure. Where do we even start?
It started at the very beginning. Those early years, like when the world is just this magical, brand new place.
Yeah, when a cardboard box can be a spaceship and like every blade of grass is something to be examined up close.
Totally. A Father's Love describes this stage as, laying the groundwork for trust and that deep connection with family. And I think there's even a sense of like something bigger than ourselves that starts to emerge, even if we can't quite put it into words yet.
Oh, absolutely. There's a reason people talk about the wonder of childhood, right?
It's true. And the verse paired with this stage is Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
Wow. I mean, talk about a powerful statement on inherent worth. Just think about that for a second. Before we're even born, before we can even grasp the idea of being known, there's this idea that we already are.
It's kind of mind-blowing when you really think about it.
It is. It suggests that we have value, a purpose, and are loved unconditionally. It makes you think about how those very first bonds, those earliest experiences, shape how we understand ourselves. It's almost like, they're setting the stage for how we see the world from that point forward.
It's true. Those early experiences really do stay with us. I remember when my niece was just a baby, she'd stare up at the leaves rustling in the wind with this look of complete awe. Like she was witnessing something truly magical. And maybe she was, It makes you wonder how that sense of wonder connects to this idea of being known and loved from the very beginning.
Yeah. It's like, are we born with that sense of wonder, or is it something we learned through those early connections?
That's a great question, and I don't know if there's an easy answer. But one thing's for sure, kids grow up fast. Like one minute they're mesmerized by a blade of grass, and the next they're asking why about everything under the sun.
Oh, tell me about it. Why becomes their favorite word?
Right. A father's love calls this phase perceptual transcendence. It's when kids' imaginations really explode and they're trying to like map out this whole world in their minds.
Makes sense. They're making sense of everything.
And the verse that's paired with this stage, it's one that I think a lot of parents, a lot of people really have grappled with. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go. What are your thoughts on that one? It always feels kind of loaded,
It does, doesn't it? I mean, I think for some, it conjures up those images of like strict rules and predetermined paths.
Right, like it's all set in stone.
Yeah. But if we try to connect it back to this idea of a child's blossoming curiosity, maybe it can take on a new meaning.
Okay, I like where you're going with this.
Instead of rigid control, it becomes about nurturing that thirst for knowledge. It's about, providing a solid foundation of values, of critical thinking skills. We're equipping them to make their own choices as they grow, not dictating what those choices should be.
So it's more about giving them the tools and encouragement to like write their own scripts for life rather
Which,
than
yeah.
just handing them a pre-written one. I
Exactly.
like that. But as I'm sure every parent knows, that script writing process can be, well, a little messy sometimes.
You can say that again.
Especially as kids hit those preteen and teenage years when their sense of self is like evolving at warp speed. And that's actually where we're headed next into the fascinating and often tumultuous territory of adolescence. So we're stepping into level three, ontological transformation. And wow, that sounds kind of intimidating,
That's
right?
all jargony for sure.
Yeah. But a father's love uses that term to describe like that big shift towards independence.
Yeah.
When kids really start testing their wings, finding their own voice.
And questioning everything. Don't forget that part.
Oh, absolutely. They're starting to question those things they always just took for granted. And suddenly they're like, wait a minute, maybe I see things differently. It's like those aha moments when they realize their world just got a whole lot bigger.
Yeah.
What comes to mind for you at this stage?
It reminds me of that quote, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that one.
It's not about like literally tossing out your toys, right? It's more about how our understanding has to evolve as we grow.
Right, like our capacity for understanding the world just expands.
Exactly. Think about a time when you learned something that totally changed your perspective. You couldn't see the world the same way afterwards.
Oh, totally. It's like stepping through a doorway into this whole new understanding of the world and your place in it. And Emma's at that threshold now.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it.
It's like that time I learned that trees actually communicate with each other.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Through these underground fungal networks.
Yeah.
I had no idea. It completely blew my mind. It was like suddenly the whole forest was this living, breathing network. It totally changed how I saw it.
Wow. That's wild. See, you never stop learning and having those aha moments.
And those aha moments can be a little overwhelming at times, right? Especially for kids who are already navigating like a whole lot of change.
For sure.
And as they navigate that new world of independence, they hit those preteen and teenage years, which, oh boy, a father's love calls this quantum consciousness.
Quantum consciousness, huh? They're really going all in on the physics metaphors.
Right. But it actually kind of fits because this is when all those big abstract ideas start to click. Like they can actually wrap their heads around them.
And their social circles are expanding. They're exposed to more viewpoints. It's a lot to process.
It is. Think about the sheer volume of information they're dealing with these days. It's no wonder it feels like a quantum leap.
Absolutely. And navigating that information overload requires a whole new level of like discernment, which is where I think the verse paired with this stage comes in. Psalm 119.66, teach me knowledge and good judgment. It's not just about taking in information. It's about learning to think critically.
So important.
Right. Like evaluate your sources, form your own conclusions based on, you know, solid reasoning, not just blind acceptance.
That's like that saying, don't believe everything you think.
Exactly. We need those critical thinking skills more than ever.
And speaking of navigating a complex world, Emma's about to dive headfirst into the deep end. Teenager territory. A father's love calls this stage holographic reality, which honestly sounds like it's straight out of a sci-fi movie. But the more I think about it, the more it makes sense.
Okay, I'm listening. Break it down for me.
So you're trying to figure out who you are, right?
Right.
But at the same time, there's this drive to fit in, to find your people. It's like you're trying to stand out and blend in all at the same time.
Yeah, I get that. It's like you're trying to figure out your place in the world while everyone's watching and judging, and you're still figuring out who you are even without an audience.
Exactly. And the verse, a father's love, pairs with this stage is really interesting. Romans 12:4-5. For just as each of us has one body with many members, like we're all individuals, unique and important, but we're also part of something much bigger than ourselves.
We are all connected.
Right. Like think about a team. Everyone has their own role to play, their own strengths to contribute, but they're all working together toward the common goal.
And recognizing both our individuality and our interconnectedness is so crucial. Especially during those years when finding your place feels so important.
It's like finding your tribe, but then realizing that even within that tribe, everyone has their own unique strengths, you know, their own quirks, their own way of seeing things.
Totally. And embracing that diversity is what makes life interesting. But amidst all that social wrangling, there's a lot of inner reflection happening too.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, those teenage years can be a time of really big existential questions.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what's the meaning of life? Kind of questions.
Exactly. A father's love calls this apophatic engagement, which basically means engaging with those big questions, even if there aren't easy answers.
Wrestling with the unknown.
Exactly. And that can be both terrifying and exhilarating at the same time. The verse associated with this stage is one that I think a lot of people find comfort in. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you. But there's like a deeper layer here too, don't you think?
Tell me more about that.
It's not just about passively waiting for this preordained plan to unfold, right? It's also about recognizing that we have agency. We make choices that shape our path.
So it's not one or the other, it's both. We can trust in something bigger while also taking responsibility for our own lives.
Exactly, it's that balance. And speaking of taking responsibility, Emma is about to officially enter adulthood. And a father's love describes this as a time of, get this, metalinguistic evolution.
Okay, you're going to have to break that one down for me. What does that even mean?
Basically, it means she's taking all those lessons she's learned, all those experiences, and she's consciously choosing who she wants to be. She's not just reacting to life anymore. She's actively crafting the life she wants.
It's like she's stepping into the driver's seat, right? Taking ownership of the journey.
Yeah, exactly. And The verse that's paired with this stage is one that honestly I think sometimes throws people off. Proverbs 9:20, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It can sound a little intense.
I can see that.
But what do you make of it, especially in this context?
Oh, I think it's easy to get caught up in the word fear.
Yeah, right.
But if we dig a little deeper, I think it's less about being afraid and more about approaching life, well, maybe with a healthy dose of awe and reverence.
I like that, a healthy dose of awe.
Like acknowledging that there's so much we don't know and approaching those unknowns with humility and, you know, that constant desire to learn and understand.
It's about recognizing that we don't have all the answers, which can be a really humbling realization.
It is. It's like that feeling you get when you look up at a starry night sky. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You suddenly realize just how vast the universe is, and it puts everything into perspective.
Wow, that's a great analogy. It makes you realize how small we are, but also how interconnected everything is.
That's exactly. We've covered so much ground in this deep dive into a father's love and Emma's journey. We've gone from those early years of wonder to the complexities of adolescence, and now, well, here she is, standing at the threshold of adulthood.
It's been quite a journey.
It really has. So as we kind of wrap things up here, what's your biggest takeaway from all of this?
You know, I think if there's one theme that really resonates throughout all of Emma's life stages, it's the idea of embracing lifelong learning.
I love that.
From those first sparks of curiosity as a child to the deep philosophical reflections of adulthood, it's about nurturing that desire to learn and grow, to make sense of ourselves and the world around us, to never stop questioning, never stop exploring.
And maybe, just maybe, that's what a father's love is really trying to get across. It's about that ongoing journey of discovery. It's about connecting with something larger than ourselves and gathering those little nuggets of wisdom along the way. Well, on that note, a huge thank you to everyone for joining us on this incredibly thought-provoking deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, keep those minds open, keep asking those questions, and most importantly, never stop searching for those little sparks of wisdom.